This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guests for the day, Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher and trader Nick. Good afternoon from London, guys.
Hi, guys. Good to be back.
Good afternoon, Johnny and Nick. Nice to be with you.
Fascinating day so far. Here in the UK, we've seen shares drop following those falls in Asia and the US yesterday. We've had some JOLTS figures as well, where you are, Nick, which have made very interesting reading because they were very disappointing. And that has had an effect on what we think the Fed is going to do this month as far as interest rates are concerned. So, Nick, where do you want to start?
Yeah, and Johnny, just to touch quickly on those data points that you mentioned, this morning we had the JOLTS job openings report, and some of these economic data points, over time, they shift in their meaningfulness to the markets. And as we've discussed in the podcast recently, labor statistics have really taken center stage here in the last few weeks since the Fed's transition more focusing towards the labor market, according to Fed Chair Powell. So this number this morning was not at all what the market was looking for. We had a forecast of the JOLTS job openings. Of course, the job availability in the United States is an important impact or an important indicator of job statistics. Well, we forecasted for 8.09 million job openings. What we got this morning was 7.67 million. So a big miss there. But not only that, we saw the revisions to the previous reported number go down from 8.18 million down to 7.91 million. So the moral of the story here is that we saw a pretty substantial slide in job openings in the United States. And weak jobs data ahead of an NFP report and ahead of a Fed meeting has the potential to very much spook the markets. Now, it is important to mention to listeners that the NFP report is definitely the highlight event of the week, but this doesn't start us off in the right direction. With unemployment claims tomorrow, which we have not seen, as well as NFP on Friday, there is plenty of room for this number to be, kind of corrected or improved upon based on those other statistics. But it definitely spooked the markets. We actually saw the dollar index at the time of recording, it's down 0.5%, down to 101.27. Again, at the time of us recording this podcast. And this dollar index, I'm looking at it on a daily chart. It's been in a pretty consistent downward trend. We had a bit of a bounce the last week or so, but some weakness coming in with those JOLTS numbers this morning. It is worth mentioning that with jobs data taking center stage, JOLTS numbers are moving a lot more now than they may have done, you know, several months ago. Just like unemployment claims are also moving a lot more now. So the market is very sensitive to this data, and we will have to see. We also see stocks modestly higher here today, up 0.4%, which, you know, for the S&P 500, which is a bounce back. But you have to remember yesterday's slide was pretty big for the indices. We saw, the S&P 500 down somewhere around 2.5%, which was, a meaningful slide. So a bit of a bounce back today ahead of those big jobs numbers. But again, JOLTS setting the scene. And I think we were just discussing before we started recording here about our shock across the all three of us that the bond market has changed their outlook a little bit very quickly on the FedWatch tool, indicating actually that the September meeting now has a 47% chance of a 50 basis point interest rate cut in the federal funds overnight rate, which is a pretty surprising change. We saw that, it was back towards the low, 30s at one point. I saw it in that range, and now it's jumped up to 47% with just weeks to go. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it is worth paying close attention mostly this week to the NFP report. We see this 47%. I think it's probably a dangerous thing to jump to conclusions on what's going to happen, because that NFP report will either swing this greatly further in favor of a 50-point cut, or it could solidly reject that idea. So just very much depends on Friday's number and specifically how much they beat or miss from the forecast that is currently set. So that's what we've got on the labor front. But we also had some interesting stuff happen in Canada, right?
Yes, Nick, as you mentioned, the Bank of Canada came out today with its rate decision, and there was no surprise there. It was a third straight rate cut that we've seen from the BOC, bringing rates down to 4.25%. And the Bank of Canada has become a leader in this new cycle of rate cutting with its third cut. And markets are expecting more cuts to continue into the rest of the year. And next year, we could see perhaps five in a row as the Bank of Canada tries to continue trimming rates. We're seeing a shift here, which is quite interesting. With inflation under control pretty much, the battle is largely won. There's a shift towards employment numbers, which, as you mentioned, states we're seeing the same thing. With inflation pretty much under control, the big worry for the Fed and for the Bank of Canada is the cooling down in the labor market, which is causing a lot of concern in Canada as they try to also steer the economy towards a soft landing. Friday will be interesting because it's not just the U.S. employment report, it's also the Canadian employment report for August. And unemployment is expected to rise just a little bit to 6.5%, up from the current 6.4%, although job growth is also expected to rise. So it should be an interesting Friday on both sides of the Canada-U.S. border.
I also wanted to ask you both about NVIDIA, because the chip giant's certainly been hit particularly hard over the last few days. What do you think this is down to? Is it because there's a lot less optimism about the boom in AI, or are there other reasons? Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, NVIDIA held at such a high standard is something that we've talked about a lot on the podcast and just in the weeks and months leading up to their earnings. There's just such a high expectation for this company to deliver. And, you know, they beat their earnings, which, you know, in terms of a indicator for the overall kind of economy, is still a positive sign. What I think investors specifically of this company were a little bit spooked by also was the fact that they did not beat their earnings by as wide of a margin as they have recently in recent years. So when you get a company that, you know, let's say they usually beat it by, let's just call it 10%. If they beat by 10% usually, and then they start only beating by 5 or 4 or 3%, you know, if you start seeing that number coming down, that is where investors are just saying, okay, does it deserve the same evaluation, the growth rate, the projected earnings of the future? Does it still deserve that same pricing? And that's where there's been a little bit of volatility coming into the NVIDIA chart. I mean, down, as you just mentioned, we've dropped from, you know, in the last several days, like almost 20% at one point. We're bouncing back a little bit here today, What a fall from grace, I guess. And it really hasn't even done anything wrong. It just, you know, didn't have stellar earnings. Does make me a little bit nervous when I think about it, Johnny. Like, what if NVIDIA actually started to miss earnings? What is that going to look like? So if they, you know, normal companies have periods of time where they miss estimates, it does happen to, you know, companies at some point or another. And that changing landscape, I think, has people... last few years, NVIDIA has just been smashing it every time they had earnings. Maybe they're just slowing the boat a little bit. Now, I wouldn't say necessarily that there's a growth problem per se, but perhaps it is not going at the same racing speed that it has in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like a gold rush type of situation with NVIDIA, because we know that the future is AI. Maybe the expectations have been a bit over the top, but nonetheless, we think the model is pretty sound. So possibly there's a bit of profit taking as well, but there'll be new buyers coming into the market. Would you agree, Kenny?
Yeah, I was just thinking of profit taking as we were speaking a bit earlier. The headlines are all about yesterday's decline of 9.5%. It comes out to $279 billion in one-day market capitalization which is actually a record. But if you look today, as Nick mentioned, it is up a bit, and NVIDIA is up almost 2%. And I think we also need to keep in mind that NVIDIA is up about 120% still this year, which is more than double. So I like Nick's analogy of slowing the boat. It's not that a crash has taken place, but perhaps expectations haven't been met, and the bar is so high that maybe we were due for a bit of a shock, but it seems that NVIDIA is still in good shape despite yesterday's bath.
Very interesting indeed. Nick, we will speak more on this on Friday, of course, following those non-farm payroll numbers, which will make fascinating reading once we get the numbers. And Kenny will talk again next week. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Nick, and thanks to you.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.